Grand Marais is vying for recognition as America's coolest small town, and voting has been extended until March 5th. Joining us now with the details is Kirstie Vick. She's the marketing director with Visit Cook County. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Mark and I have already decided we've pretty much won the coolest. Literally.
Right now, we are the coolest town. Definitely, literally cooler than anywhere else right now on the list.
Perhaps on the planet.
Possibly on the planet.
No, do we know why they extend this till the 5th?
Yes. You know, anybody who's been on there voting and has been in a public space, like an office building or using their home's Wi-Fi, has noticed that if somebody else using that same wireless system has voted prior to that, they cannot vote themselves. So Budget Travel has received a lot of emails and calls from fans who have been having a difficult time casting their vote. And it's because it can only be done once per day per IP address. You know, they do that so that there's not somebody out there just hitting vote. You know, if you want to do that, you'd have to drive around to different locations.
I was just going to say, Mark, let's go.
Which we don't discourage or anything like that, you know, please. But, you know, what we've been encouraging people to do is to vote, you know, have at least one person in your office or your home vote from that IP address. And then what I do is I take my phone, I have a smartphone, I turn off my wireless, and I vote just directly from my phone. And that way I know for sure it will go through, because it will recognize my phone's IP address versus even if I was connected mm-hmm. to the Wi-Fi and voted on a Wi-Fi system.
Two for one.
Yeah. So anyway, that's what we're encouraging people to do. And just keep be persistent and keep voting. You know, today we have a few more days left. It's actually the voting ends on March 4th technically it's almost the 5th. It's 11:59 on March 4th.
So. Okay. A little typo on our part. So yeah. The 4th.
So next, a week from today.
So we can drive around Grand Marais looking for open networks we can tap into.
Exactly. Grand Marais, Lutzentofte Schroeder, Grumflin Trail, Grand Portage. You can drive anywhere. You can vote anywhere. Across the lake, across the world. You can vote anywhere.
This is that's so true, because all our listeners who are everywhere, they could be busy voting for us.
They very well could be, and we hope they are. I mean, I look on my Facebook feed and I see, you know, friends of mine from all over the place. And actually, one thing that I thought was really interesting is, so we've been doing, to kind of, you know, get people jazzed up, 14 days ago, we started a 14 Reasons to Love Grand Marais countdown, because today was the final day. And we've been posting these photos with text every day for the past 14 days and getting people to like and comment and share. And what's been really incredible is we're seeing comments from people that I know were students here from like Brazil and Chile and Eastern Europe. And they are also voting and commenting. And that's really fun to see that international community represented in our contest. I mean, really, it's more like we are the world's coolest small town. Mm-hmm. Both literally and...
Well, it's great to know, you know, they still feel so connected that they want to do this.
Exactly. And you know, then again, they are sharing with their friends. And again, their friends are a whole different group of people, that some of them have been here, but some of them are from, you know, never have. They have no idea, like Minnesota, what's in Minnesota?
And now they know, and they'll want to come to
exactly.
visit and
come,
see us.
Come visit, see us.
So where is our official standing as of this morning?
As of this morning, right after I placed my morning vote, we are at 28.5%. So we have jumped to a 4.5% lead over our closest competitor is Chincoteague, Virginia. I believe that's how you say it.
That's how we're going to say it.
They aren't here, so we can say it however we want to. So we are at a good lead, but that does not mean that we should be, you know, tooting our horns and feeling really confident. We have 7 more days left, and anything can happen in these last 7 days. So
just about the time you put your guard down.
Exactly.
Then.
So, you know, don't forget to vote.
Well, Mark and I know what happens if you win pop quiz, but what if you win coolest small town? What do we get?
Well, I think most importantly, bragging rights, right? I mean,
okay.
we all live here because we think this is a pretty cool area. I mean, the landscape, the people, everything about it is pretty awesome. So bragging rights, pretty awesome, pretty cool, like that. Secondly, we would be on the cover of the June-July issue of Budget Travel.
No way.
Yes.
Wow.
Which would be really, really? Cool. And that's a national publication. You know, Budget Travel has that, you know, sounds like it's a travel magazine for people who want to travel for like $5. But really, it's really targeted towards adventure travelers, people who want to find something off the beaten path.
Or finding a good deal.
Or finding a good deal, you know. Mm-hmm. And they have a pretty large following. There's a strong subscription base, and they're on their website. They have a 1.4 million unique visits per month on just their website alone. And that doesn't include all their social media and their, you know, online, you know, other digital magazine publication readership and all that. So that's really exciting. You know, it's a good national scope.
So that then next January, they wouldn't be flying the whole county over to Hawaii for a month.
Well,
no. Okay, never mind. We've been speaking with Tercy Vick of Visit Cook County. Voting continues in the Budget Travel Magazine contest for America's coolest small town. And the voting, as Tercy just said, is allowed once a day. And there is a link available at the visitcookcounty.com website. And many people have put a link through on their Facebook post, right?
Yes. So I can give you a couple of suggestions. So one, you can vote directly to Budget Travel. Two, you can go to our Facebook page, especially on the Grand Marais Facebook page. If you haven't liked it yet, please do. We have quite a few followers. We always post really interesting content on there, and you can vote from there. But you can also go to visitcookcounty.com/Grand Marais, and there's a link right there that's easy to get to.
And it says there's 7 days, 14 hours, and 1 minute left to vote. Yes. And I just voted.
Excellent.
That's how easy it is. I can even figure it out.
And then sharing. I mean, you can share it on social media. You can share it just person to person. Send a letter to your long-lost aunt and uncle and say, please vote. Mm-hmm. I think we've won just by being nominated, yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the very least, being in the top 10, we will still be in the publication there. And, you know, I feel like we are all winners. So
there you go. Thanks for joining us this morning, and we'll all keep voting.
Thanks for having me.
All righty.